What?
They might not win.
Rob's hoping again, so.
They might not, Rob. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
My name's Steve.
Steve, where are you from?
I'm Manassas, Virginia.
All right, Steve, hold on a second. Let me get somebody from out of the metro. Do we even have the cities? Tampa? You want to go to Tampa? You want to go to Portland, Maine? You want to go to...
Let's go to Portland, Maine. Let's go to Portland, Maine. They're a good long-term affiliate.
Okay. Hold on a second. Here we go. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
Hi, this is Eric from Tampa, Florida.
Eric from Tampa. Well, I lost the guy. That's the other guy.
Okay. Tampa it is, then.
Sorry.
That's all right.
Hey, we're no Portland, Maine, but Tampa's okay.
Well, Tampa Bay, brand new affiliate. We got them back again.
All right, we'll go with Tampa Bay. Now, listen, are you a cheater? Or are you at this mall by yourself?
Yeah, I'm at the Brandon Town Center by myself.
At the Brandon Town Center. Okay. The deal is this. We'll put 2 minutes on the clock. You got to run through the mall. Let us hear you talk to somebody. Tell them to call. Now, remember, the number that they want to call is 800-636-1067.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Your 2 minutes for your trip to Las Vegas starts now.
All right. Thanks.
Go.
Hey, guys. I've got the Don and Mike Show on the phone with me, and if you call them right now, I want a free trip to Las Vegas. Could you do that for me? I'm serious. I have 2 minutes. I can, but you're the good Samaritan that may win something as well.
That's smart.
Don and Mike Show.
That is good.
Bribery works.
1-800.
Of course. Now we can't reward them.
They'll get a hearty handshake.
1067.
All right, you got a guy calling right now, Brandon?
Yeah, we've got somebody calling.
This isn't Brandon. This wasn't Brandon at the other mall.
Oh, hold on, let me start picking up these lines then. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello? Hey, yes. This is Chris from Singular Wireless. I'm calling with the studio.
You're calling what?
What's your name?
Eric.
I'm calling with Eric.
It's an operator.
What's that?
An operator's putting through. This is a singular operator?
Yes.
No.
This is a singular guy in the store.
Oh, a singular
you're a singular guy in the store.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
You mean this? You just got through?
What's that?
Eric in Tampa. Is this the guy who's on our request line now? Is this the guy that you asked to call?
Yeah, he was the one that was next to me, and I turned and asked him to call.
I can even give you the number here or whatever. Yeah, he's just walked up. I can hear him, too.
Hold on.
If he walks to the other side of the mall, I can still hear him. I can hear him through your side. Am I on the radio?
Was ringing the whole time with two guys. Two guys were calling in simultaneously.
What?
Yeah.
You think so?
Pretty sure.
What do you think,
Rob?
You
want to speak to somebody else? I don't need to.
No, absolutely. As a matter of fact,
turn off the TikTok.
We could do it again and have,
I think that he went... This guy that you went to, does he work at a Singular Wireless store?
I work at Singular Wireless in the Brandon Mall. Right.
Okay, so it should be
he
a disqualification.
Hold on a second there.
He should be disqualified because he's a vendor. He's not a Samaritan. He's not someone in the mall. He's an employee.
But I'm thinking this is a scam anyway.
Okay, but hold on. If it's not a scam, I want to say it would be okay, by my way of thinking.
If you went into a store and had somebody that's
he went into a store that
a clerk
had,
can do it.
Yeah, sure, if he's calling at his own phone.
You started talking to that guy.
Yeah.
And I just glanced to my left, and I'm basing this on that. And I looked, and all the phones were ringing when you were talking to the guy.
Yes.
And then you picked the first phone up, which indicates to me that prior to that, the phone may have been ringing.
Well, no, I cleared out the lines.
You did.
On the 636-1067. I cleared them out as we were talking to Eric. Is that his name? The guy in Tampa Bay.
Well,
I think that a vendor or a mall employee would be required by the nature of his handbook to be friendly. It takes a lot of the fun out of it.
Okay, ask me something about Singular then. I could tell you every rate plan.
I believe that you work there.
You know what I think? In order to make... We're giving away two trips today. You know what I think?
What?
We ought to take this guy who's... on. Now, who is the contestant, right? What is
Eric. Eric in Tampa Bay.
Eric, you're the contestant, right?
Yes.
All right. I think we ought to give Eric one more chance to get somebody else.
Somebody new.
Give him another 2 minutes just to prove to us that. And you ought to put Eric on hold, clear out the lines, and just try it, just to make us 100% certain.
You ready, Eric?
Not a mall employee, Eric.
Okay.
All
right, singular guy. Goodbye. Goodbye, Eric.
Okay, I think I've got somebody else.
Go.
Excuse me. Can you help me 1 second? I'm on the phone with Don and Mike Show right now. And if you call them from your cell phone, I want a free trip to Las Vegas. Would you mind helping me out? What's the number? It's
What was it? 636-1067?
1067. Right. That's a special number for this contest.
1-800-636-1067.
See, now, Mike, I've cleared out all the lines there.
Okay.
So now when the calls start coming through, there'll either be people trying to screw with us,
uh-huh,
or there'll be an actual winner. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
They're saying hello. Are they on there?
Who is this?
Said it's busy.
Hello?
Oh, it's busy.
Oh, the guy said it's busy.
Oh, it's busy. Okay.
Tell him to keep trying, that we're clearing the lines.
Said they're clearing the lines. Keep trying.
Hit redial.
That is a shame.
He's not a vendor.
I love that about you.
I don't think vendors should be allowed to play. It's in the rules.
You know, he's still got a minute. He's only been on the phone with us now for a minute four. All right, let me answer some of these lines. Hello, Don and Mike. Oh, you guys got him already? Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
Hello?
Who is
this? Why are you calling this number?
Because somebody texted me and said, call it, because he's going to let a trip or something like that.
Uh-huh. Hold on. Eric, is this the guy?
Yeah, this is the guy. I'm standing right next to him.
I'm surprised he was able to dial.
Guy, what's your name, guy, on the phone?
Ronnie Clark.
What mall are you in?
What?
What mall are you in?
In Town Center.
That's it.
Yeah, okay.
We have a winner.
We do. We've got another
winner.
We've got another big wiener.
Fantastic.
Let's see. Eric from Tampa. Eric, congratulations. You are going on a Las Vegas vacation courtesy of Independence Air.
Thank you.
Visit flyeye.com.
All right.
Thank you. Hold on a second. And you on the telephone, the Good Samaritan?
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for being on our radio show.
You're welcome.
Thanks a lot. You have a good day now.
See, we would give you a prize, but we said before that we wouldn't give you. Well, you hung up.
Yeah,
he's gone. What do you care?
You didn't have a prize, so
that
hung up.
That was Ronnie Clark, though.
He was simply too dim.
Now let me give it to us.
Hello.
Why did you come running in here, balling up your fist at me during that?
Not at you, but the point is, the rules were you had to get somebody to call in for you, but you couldn't tell them that maybe they could win a prize. And then Eric was telling you maybe you can get something too.
Well, it doesn't matter, Beth, because we didn't give them anything.
I know. He was dumb.
Maybe it's even better if you tell them they get a prize and then you don't give them one.
That's the sweetest gift of all.
Where do you stand on vendors, Beth?
I have to say, I stood right by Rob Spiewak.
Thank you.
I thought so.
And that's how we play. How's your vendor?
How's your vendor? Well, that's pretty good that they got that both people were able to get someone within 2 minutes to call them.
That was good. That was good, especially with the lines throbbing with the people that were the saboteur.
Next time, 1 minute.
How weird is it that guy was in Anne Arundel Mall or Arundel Mills Mall?
Yeah, with the with those landing came sprinting over.
Serious. Hello, Ben.
Yeah.
You still there?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, Ben, for being on the phone all this time. You're a big fat loser.
On this whole time.
You're a big fat loser.
No.
Ben,
are you a vendor?
No, I'm not.
Good for you,
Ben. Beth Ann.
Yeah.
What do we have for Ben?
We have Tower gift card.
A Tower gift card for you.
Always good.
Would you like that, Ben?
Awesome.
Would you like it? Would you like it if we put you on hold and Beth Ann could use the D word with you?
Sounds good to me, Don.
That's the right answer.
And don't forget, you know, with the whole AB thing, backwards.
Sure.
Right.
BA.
Okay, good job. Good contest. Good game. Hold on a second there, Ben, and thank you, Beth Ann.
Okay, bye.
Okay, goodbye.
How's your D?
And if you think about that BA thing when you change it around.
How's your D?
If you think AB and change it to BA, it's kind of more of an action term, you know?
That's right.
Like, sit down.
I see.
It's an order. It's almost
man.
Like you're talking
Except
to it.
Except it would have to be anus instead of anal. But it would have to be bleach.
It would be, no.
Anus. It wouldn't be.
Now you've ruined.
We'll talk during the break.
It's anal bleaching.
Right.
So,
but I was thinking of another word.
Yeah.
For, you know.
Really, you could do B.
Ass.
Yeah. Right.
B. Y.
Yes. That's see, it works when you do that. You know.
A B. So
B A now.
B Y A now.
It would. You know. It would really work. It's kind of a futuristic term. If you were having a robot do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then it would be bleach ass
now.
Your ass robot.
Mr. Jetson. Mr. Jetson.
Right.
Lean over, Mr. J.
Bleach ass.
Now?
You bet. That's what I was
His
going for.
Boy, Elroy. Daughter, Judy. Jane, his wife.
Jane, stop this crazy thing.
Thank you, Buzz. Thank you, everybody. We got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Me? That's why the bosses sent me out here. They wanted me to make sure none of the other crews robbed the joint. Like these two f***ing balloon heads over here. They were going to try to bang us out of 200 f***ing grand? Yeah, right, I'm sure.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Yes, Charlie.
Look around, cafe.
Thank you.
God hates the lazy, but he loves the Don and Mike Show.
That was a free plug for you because I love it when you sing.
Thanks so much.
Love it when you sing.
Right back at you.
Are you ready to sing at the big ratings party tonight?
Yeah, I'll be there a short time. I'm going to try to cram a lot of fun into a very short period of time.
Me as well.
I'm going to try to amuse. It's concentrated. We all want to get out of there relatively early. But I'm going to concentrate it and have big fun in a short period of time.
If you want to amuse, be sure and tell the clutch story.
Or the neutral story.
I do hope that you'll bring my regrets with you.
You're not coming?
I can't. There's, of course, an emergency at my home.
Oh,
of course.
No.
Well, see, that right there, that's... What did she get? Did she escape?
Yeah.
She's gotten out of the root cellar.
Oh, set up a one-mile perimeter, but that won't keep her much past 7:30.
Oh, no.
You know, well, the station had the ratings last week, and we've had our ratings on the website, and all the DJs had the good ratings.
Right.
So now we're having the DJ party, the big ratings party.
Celebration.
Which is mandatory, required attendance for the salespeople.
Yes.
As... a couple of the very nice ladies that work here were leaving a second ago. Shondell and Julie came by and said, oh, you're going to come to the party? We said, sure.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do now is call this location where this party is being held.
See if it's rocking.
We're going to call Jonathan. Remember Jonathan? We've had him on the show before. He's quite a dynamic young man.
Jonathan is a guy that I would hang with at this party.
Yes, absolutely.
She stands alone there, Mike.
What
if he had a Sherlock Holmes pipe?
At the Absinthe show?
Yeah.
Jonathan, I think I ended up in a car with him.
You think.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's there now because he's
great.
He's been ordered to show up. He's in sales. And, you know, he's secretly in love with Beth Ann.
Request. This phone does not accept incoming calls.